Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the story of Korach and his followers against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, questioning their ability to lead and questioning that they indeed should be the leaders. As the Torah tells us in Parak Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomru Aleim, Korach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Moshe and Aaron, Rav Lachem, it's too much, Ki Kol Ha'edo Kulum Kedoshim V'Seichem Hashem. The whole congregation is holy. God resides in every single one of us. Why is it? Why do you feel the need to lord over the Jews? On the face of it, it seems that Korach is coming with a very legitimate question. Every single Jew we know is mechuyev in all of the mitzvahs equally. No matter old or young, great or not, every yid is mechuyev every day to put on tefillin, to daven, to make a bracha before he eats, to keep Shabbos, and the list goes on. Man, woman, and any child above the age of 13, or a girl above the age of 12. So Korach here asked a very good question to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who do you think you are to lead Klal Yisrael? All of us are equally commanded. However, we do see, the Gemara tells us, and the Mishnah tells us in Avos, that if we want to find somebody who is the face of Machlokes, Korach is the face of Machlokes. Korach, we know, is the one who is admonished and who was severely punished among with his followers for instigating Machlokes in Klal Yisrael. And we know how terrible Machlokes is in Klal Yisrael. We know, as we approach the 3 weeks, what Sinas Chinam means to Klal Yisrael and what Sinas Chinam has done to Klal Yisrael and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The face of this Avera is Korach. So where in the Pasuk do we see, where in the Parsha do we see that Korach was not coming to unify, but he was coming to divide? The answer might be that every single person in Klal Yisrael has a job. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has individuality. We know that there are three groups, so to speak, in Klal Yisrael, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Every Kohen has his mitzvahs. Levim have their mitzvahs in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and Yisrael have the rest. They have the mitzvahs like everybody else, not Kohen and Levi related. Does that mean that any Jew is less required to do the daily mitzvahs than the other one? The answer is no. However, we do see that every single Yid has their place where he has to do his avodah. The Kohen has to do his Avaida, the Levi has to do his Avaida, and the Israel has his Avaida. Korach was trying to come and infringe on what his individuality really was. He was trying to go into Moshe Rabbeinu's space, so to speak, and tell him that you are not supposed to be doing what you're doing. There's no reason why you should be above everybody else. Everyone is equal. And the answer is that that is not true. Every person is given kaiches, and everybody is given his responsibility. Korach, you were tasked to be a Levi. Korach was from the Noisei Arayim. Korach himself had a great job. He had a great setup as well. We know that Korach was extremely wealthy as well because he was carrying the Aron Bris Hashem. He had the right to carry, he had the obligation to carry the Aron in the Midbar. With that, he was not satisfied. That was his mistake. His mistake was trying to go past where his job let him go, where his Avayda let him go, and trying to infringe and impinge on another one. The idea of the Avaida that each person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to take the responsibilities that are given to him and to make the best of what he can do. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. And this is a problem that we see in our generation, that people want to do things that are not shaykh to them. Men have their mitzvahs, women have their mitzvahs, and that's what they should stick to. When a person has a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, he has to make the best of that. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from him, to do the best in that area and no more. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a woman a mitzvah, whether she likes it or not, or she wants to do more than she can, that mitzvah is hers, and she has to make the best of it, and that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from her. With this, maybe we can answer another question. In Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha B'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The mentioning of the name of a tzadik is for a blessing, and the name of a Rasha, he shall rot. From here we see then a person should name his child for a tzaddik, and chas v'shalom, when a person has a child, he should not name him for a rasha. If that is true, that we are not supposed to remember the name of a rasha, why is it that Kairach has a schus, that forever he has a parsha in the Torah name for him? And perhaps we could say that on the face, Kairach's ideal was something to emulate. Kairach's ideal of wanting to get more and wanting to grow more and wanting to go to places that he hadn't gone until now was something which was commendable. But the problem was that he wanted to do it in an area which was not possible for him to go. Yes, a person has to always want to grow and a person has to always want to get better and better, but that has to be within the sphere that God gave him from the beginning. If a person tries to go past where HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the limit for him, if he's a Yisrael and he wants to become a Kohen, if he's a Levi and he wants to become a Kohen, then that is something which is not only not possible, but destructive. And for that reason, we have the name Kairach forever etched in the names of the Parshias to teach us this lesson that it is commendable to grow and it's commendable to want more and more, but to stay within the boundaries that we were given us. Good Shabbos.